This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Information war. Our objective is to destroy the false narrative by reminding as many people as possible to think for themselves and question everything. We were effective, and so they tried to destroy us.
Alex Jones' YouTube channel posted a video that was seen by 2.3 million subscribers. Alex Jones obviously is a well-known conspiracy theorist whose brand is bullying.
This stuff is not speech. It's incitement, harassment, defamation.
This is a real-time example of when we talk about this information being weaponized.
We survived, but we were wounded.
Apple, Facebook, Spotify, Vimeo, YouTube, Twitter, all of them pulled or froze Jones's accounts on the grounds that his views are too dangerous to be heard publicly.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
Obviously, what he spews is hate, and it's abhorrent.
We have crossed the Rubicon, and there is no turning back. We must push through to victory. And so now more than ever, we need your support. Our products at InfoWarsStore.com are like war bonds. Make a purchase today and support the fight. There is now open talk of repealing the Second Amendment.
Yes. We're going to take your AR-15.
The NRA is being designated as a terrorist organization. People are being arrested for personal opinions they post online. We will continue to question everything and fight until the end. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and keep the fight alive.
I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name. They didn't call out Fox News by name. They didn't call out anyone else by name. He's specifically calling you out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live worldwide broadcast. I am your host, Alex Jones, and this is going to be one for the record books yet again because the establishment is admitting its plans to the whole world. They're admitting, yes, pedophilia is a good thing. Yes, world government's a good thing. Yes, the family's a bad thing. Yes, we're going to confiscate 90% of the firearms in the United States. They are just admitting it all out in the open, and we've got some amazing compilations we're going to be covering coming up in the next segment, and so much more today. The largest oil refinery in the world, Saudi Arabia, is on fire right now, hit by a mysterious drone. They're saying out of Iran. I don't know how the Saudis would blow up their own giant oil facility. Oil prices have exploded on that. The world is really at war right now. It's fifth generational warfare. It's economic. It's cultural. It's migratory. It's spiritual. And it's coming to a head. So we're going to be looking at every angle of that today. Also, we are going to look at vaping, which has come to a head and which they're making a huge deal out of. I'm not defending vaping, but this is about big pharma and the system just taking it over. I mean, it's obviously cigarettes are far worse and kill 500,000 people a year conservatively. People have a right to kill themselves. I have a right to speak out against it. Fentanyl, they just caught enough fentanyl coming in to kill 10,606,000,000 people. That's more than all on the earth. Just coming in one shipment of 25,000 tons or 50,000 pounds. So this whole vaping thing is because it's gotten so hot and it's so big and it's a $100 billion industry, so they're just going to take it over. And of course it's bad. Of course they add chemicals to make it more addictive. And of course it fries your lungs. And of course it's terrible. But it's never going to stop it. We're going to look at all those angles as well. This is a big broadcast today. I'm plunging right into the frontal assault on the Second Amendment taking place. And the reason they're doing it is there hasn't been a big fight against the attack on the First Amendment. So America's, in many ways, run the white flag up. They decided to run that big old hot poker right up our rear end and come take the guns. That's the plan. Wait, when I tell you about it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It is September 15th, 2019, on this live Sunday global transmission. Host Alex Jones, broadcasting from Austin, Texas, worldwide. On AM and FM stations across the country, TV and cable stations, Global Shortwave, WWCR, the internet at newswars.com and infowars.com, as well as band.video. We're going to be adding a lot to band.video by the end of this week, so be sure and check it out. But it's already got a lot of original and powerful content on it that the establishment does not want you to see. All right, let me get into the big story. And it's not just the story that we've seen unfold in over 100 nations in the last 70, 80 years since the end of World War II. 70 plus years. Hard to believe it's been 75 years, basically, since the end of World War II. Most nations had firearms at the end of World War II, except Europe, that was in ashes. And communist Russia, the citizens were disarmed. But since 1945, every nation on earth but the United States and Switzerland has curtailed guns back to single shot, unless you're in Israel, and then some people are allowed to have firearms because there's obviously a threat all around them of folks that want to kill them. So hundreds of nations, over 100 plus, have had their guns taken, and it never goes back the other way. Mexico, always a colonial type deal, run by the Austro-Hungarian Empire for a long time, and was never allowed to have firearms. But the peasants and the general public still had them, but now they've been disarmed the last 20 years, and they've seen a total explosion. Their crime rate is 9 to 10 times that of the average U.S. town or city. It's the second highest in the world, only after Guatemala, formerly part of Mexico, to itself. And then we see areas like Chicago and New York and Baltimore, Maryland and Washington, D.C. All the places where the citizens can't get a gun, got to jump through 100 hoops, maybe might get one, almost no private gun ownership. Police officers, when they retire, can't even have them in most areas. They have the highest crime rates. Chicago has 15 times the crime rate of a place like El Paso, Texas. El Paso is a good-sized city. Why does Chicago have 15 times the crime rate? Look it up. That's the last time I checked. Because Chicago doesn't let you have a gun. But the criminals know that. Now, I'm not going to go over those basic facts. We already know that. What's the big story here? That powerful corporations worldwide, the top Fortune 150, just last week sent a letter to Trump saying it's time to ban and it's time to confiscate all semi-autos. The New York Times ran the same headline they ran last year. It's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Now, why are they doing that? Because in all of their studies and all of their actuaries and all of their think tanks and all of their focus groups, if they really try gun confiscation, which they're already doing in 14 Democrat states, 7 have passed red flag laws, no due process, no threats made, your guns are just taken. If they keep pushing that, they know it's going to cause a civil war. And you know why they know it's going to cause it? Because they're hyping up that the right wing and the gun owners and the white gun owners, they're making having a gun being a white thing, are going to go out and start killing everybody so they can provocateur and stage events to demonize American gun owners further. Both the shooters in El Paso and in Ohio were in Antifa, were into the occult, thought the world was too overpopulated. But the media went and expunged their Facebooks, Twitters, and other social medias, and then put up that they were Trump supporters. In Ohio, they failed the cover-up, because the neighbors were like, he's a devil worshiper. He hates Trump. He's in a band that talks about child molestation. They want to be evil. That's in vogue. Same thing with the guy in Texas, but they were successful in covering it up. We got copies of it all, but the media just kept going with it. So, they're activating their people. They don't even have to give them the orders. You know, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 studies right here I'm going to go over next segment. With mainline psychological associations, you name it, saying the media hyping mass shootings and giving them attention is definitely causing it. Because the crime rate peaked in 1991 with the end of the crack epidemic. Everybody knows that. And then it went down massively until about 5 years ago. Violent crime was down 61% according to the FBI's own numbers. Just look it up. Professor Lost on all the numbers. Just look it up. But about 5 years ago, it started going back up. And so last time I checked, we were about 50% down from what we were in the 80s, peaking in 91. So crime is going back up. Hell, I always read the newspaper to know that. People getting robbed. Other people getting shot. Other people getting carjacked. People, their homes getting broken into. All over Austin. Didn't used to happen. Cops tell me it's getting worse. So I don't need to read the newspaper to know that. So how is it if I turn my gun in, does that make me safer? No, it makes it like I'm in Chicago. Again, Mexico's had 200,000 killed innocent people. And they've got a total gun ban there. They're a failed state. We all know that. They've got a crime rate, again, 9-10 times the world average. Way higher than ours. So, what? But again, it's all an appeal to emotion. So here's the big story. I'll play a short clip of Matt Bracken, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, terrorism expert, worked in the Middle East, dialed into it. He's a smart guy. He's really worried about the way the media is hyping with movies like Joker, where the downtrodden white male goes out and starts killing people en masse, and all these other movies like Cuck coming out showing the same thing. Hollywood is creating race war. Hollywood is creating the vision of falling down on steroids and then just all these white males killing people. To create that in the media, to get people to do that, instead of death by cop, every time in a big city, somebody goes out and pulls a gun on a cop, you later hear from their family almost every time that, oh, they wanted to be killed, but they wanted the cops to do it because they didn't have the nerve to do it. Well, now it's go shoot up a bunch of people, go kill people. That's the new option no one ever thought about. They didn't have death education in public schools until 1990. And they even had a 2020 special in 1993 about it, where they admitted that once they taught suicide prevention education, suicides tripled in girls and went up substantively in boys. Because girls were learning about other girls they empathize with getting the shoestring in the bathroom on the little coat hanger and how to lean forward and kill yourself. And they would go try it and kill themselves. They had to take, remember the schools in the 90s had to take those off the stalls. A tripling. Because they'd have them get in coffins. They teach them how it is to die. They were teaching them how to kill themselves. And then they put them on Ritalin and Prozac and serotonin reuptake inhibitors and those speed drugs and those so-called antidepressants. On the inserts, admit they can make you commit suicide or be psychotic and kill others. It says it on the insert. So, see, they've created a climate with the hype and all this where they know exactly what they're doing. And we've got to get on the offense and let mainstream media know we know what you're doing. And we've got to get on the offense and explain it's these pills. And it's these sick, devil worshiper, hate women, involuntarily celibate, creepy shoot 'em up video game playing people. And I'm not saying if you play video games you're bad. I'm not saying if you like to wear black you're bad. It's that certain group, though. You add the Satanism to it. You add then the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, which they're almost all on. All of them. I mean, the guy in Ohio, the guy in Florida, the guy in South Texas keeps coming out. They're on these. They know what they're doing. It's a formula. We're going to break it all down when we come back and play the video of the Democrats promising just a year ago, nobody wants your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. It's all coming up next segment. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I want to salute you all and thank you for spending time with us on this Sunday global transmission. Hey, nothing wrong with watching a good football game, have fun with your friends and family, swim around at the local swimming pool or whatever, go fishing. That's all great. It's important. But you know what? The fight for civilization and our futures happening right now. And it's not foreign armies that are coming this time. It's propaganda. It's disinfo. It's mega corporations allied with the Chi-Coms and radical Islam literally coming for the West, overthrowing the engine of our freedom that made us successful and wealthy, and the apple and the destination of the world. I was watching a clip I'm going to play next hour of a famous rapper who I actually like some of his music and have seen in some of his movies, debating Candace Owens. And he says, tell me when America was ever great. And this audience starts laughing at her. And then she starts talking about how America was great. I wish he would ask me that question, because I would tell him why America was great. T.I. slams Candace Owens for supporting Trump at Revolt Summit. See, revolt, revolt. Revolt against what? We're going to be talking about that coming up a little bit next hour. And I intend to try to open the phones up then as well in this live Sunday edition. But let's get right into the meat and potatoes. There's no doubt that the power structure and the globalists trying to maintain control over this country in the West, they've been losing control, fighting back. We've done it before. It's happening again. History does repeat. There's no doubt that they're trying to trigger a conflict. All the Hollywood movies, the shows, the Revolt Summit put on by T.I. It's all race war. It's all the Joker. It's all white males go out and shoot everybody. Conservatives are terrorists. The NRA are terrorists. It's we got to bully these conservatives. We got to assault them. We got to make them uncomfortable. We got to flatten them. We got to burn them down. These are all quotes from CNN, MSNBC. That's their plan. I keep telling you that I got invited to Sundance by some big directors. And I said, you know, I can't go, but let me send one of my associates. He doesn't work for me. He works with me. And he went. And he said, is this a secret? And they said, no, just don't say who was in these meetings. And they told us all about the plan to overthrow society, basically. And how if I was nice, I could meet with the former president. And how they really liked me. And I said, you go to Sundance, right there in that office. I was sitting in there with them, you know, 6 months ago. And I said, you go to your Sundance thing in a couple months. And I said, you come back with your list of demands. Because I go, did the people that sent you here even give you the list of demands? And they were like looking at me, and they came back with a list of demands later. And I said, I told you. So stop trying to rope me into this crap. Like, I want to go hang around and hear about how you got 50 movies coming out to cause a civil war. I don't want to hang around with you people. I'm not part of it. And I'm not even saying those directors are bad people. Big directors. But I just tried to tell them, I said, you are greenlit to come talk to me, but only to get me in the net. And then all the conditions come. This is not my first rodeo, Jack. And some of these guys are for real. I mean, I've had a guy here, you know, super famous. And I'm not name dropping. I'm trying to give you where this gun control is coming from. I mean, that has produced, you know, let's not exaggerate, 50 shows for HBO, the king of HBO. Asking me how we turned this around. It was like 5 years ago, and I said, I don't think it can be done. Well, you want to come be in L.A. and with the secret society of conservatives? Sorry, don't have time for it. But I just love how the public thinks, oh, Alex is saying things. Are they really true? What the hell do you think? I could be making $100 million a year in Hollywood, just like that. I don't want it. I'm not for sale. And the reason it's important to explain all of this is so that people understand you can build your own system. We can build our own world. We can do incredible things. And the whole system is about owning men, particularly, and women secondarily. You know who's abused and attacked and controlled? You know why men are paid three times more at all these places? Because there's other men trying to control them. Women, on average, don't even try to compete and get in the power structure. It's not their nature, unless they're a Hillary Clinton. So I said I'd get to all the gun control, but I'm going to do it next segment. It's just that you understand that at Sundance, and I've told this story 50 times, despite the fact I've got hundreds of articles and clips that are incredible here, that he was in meeting after meeting for 4 days, and it was all their funding, overthrow of civilization, depression, America sucks, everything's falling apart, kill Trump, kill his supporters, suicide's wonderful, racism's everywhere. That's pure Chi-Com globalist venom to make us hate each other. And then you read in the news, they admit, we want to crash the economy to stop the Trump recovery and to teach nationalists and patriots. We want to make white people guilty and hate themselves and teach minorities to hate them. It's not minorities running all this. It's the cold-blooded establishment that wants to conquer America. And it is in the process of doing it right now, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what's sick is almost everybody else takes the payoffs. You know, I mean, I was offered, by the time I figured out what was going on, leading roles right out of the gates. I don't want to be a leading role in a space opera. You know, with a director that's a pedophile. I mean, I don't want to be that character. I don't want to go lose 50 pounds and sit around while ashes is raining down on me and have people bring me caviar while I'm laying out of a pool and some soulless woman performs fellatio on me. I don't want to be part of that. And it's important to declare that because everyone else is just falling down in front of themselves to worship this thing. Well, Alex, I made $3 billion with my series of movies, and we have some major roles for you right now if you'll just grow up a little bit. Well, I think I grew up. And I want to tell Hollywood something. You're going to lose this fight. And you already know it. And you curled up next to the soulless Chi-Coms to prop you up the last decade and to an Obama to prop up our currency and to maneuver us for oblivion? You people are a bunch of losers because you had to have a pissing contest with America because you didn't feel like you were part of it. I'm talking about the globalists right now. Because it was so great, so powerful, so neat, so free compared to what you are that you want to kill it even though it's the goose laying you the golden eggs, you fools. So they want to cause a civil war. That's why they're coming for the guns. Because they know they're losing intellectually and they're losing in the free market and they're losing spiritually. So we're going to come back and break it all down. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. This service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's Sunday, September 15th, 2019.
Drink lime green, stay up till dawn.
Now we're broadcasting.
Maybe the way that
in defiance of the tyrants. I'm going to get to their game plan to beat us in a moment. But let's hear from this young lady first. There's a lot of beauty in the universe. It deserves protecting. And I'm going to do it.
Maybe I'll do it differently. So I moved to California, but it's just a state of mind. It turns out everywhere you go, you take yourself. That's not a
lie.
Wish that you would want me.
All the folks that come. California for a quick buck and ruin the state. The last 50 years are all moving here. They're not Californians. They're zombies. And they're bringing their state of mind to Texas and ruining it. But that's okay. Maybe someday they'll wake up and realize they're fleeing themselves and they'll stop being who they are. So,
I have analyzed very carefully the victim disarmament global corporate system and the UN treaty that Trump pulled us out of that was signed by George Herbert Walker Bush but never ratified. And that's the United Nations Small Arms Convention that calls for eliminating the ownership of civilian firearm ownership because it threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Power monopoly. That's a true statement. They want a power monopoly. Are power monopolies ever good, and are they legitimate? Civilian ownership of firearms, period, any type, threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. And what else does it do? What else threatens it? Oh, a family? Owing allegiance to your family? Owing allegiance to your tribe? Owing allegiance to your religion? Owing allegiance just to being an independent person? They want total conformity through these big modern re-education camps that are social media, these modern gulags. These modern ghettos. They're not liberals sticking up for the downtrodden and the weak. They're monsters intimidating the downtrodden and the weak and trying to form us into even weaker unions that they can control and in the darkness bind us. So, it's in all the treaties, it's in all the statements, it's in all the Brady campaign and the Moms Against Gun Violence and the Soros and Bloomberg funded grants that the goal is to, quote, brainwash the American people into registering guns, then banning all semi-autos by demonizing the AR-15 over and over again, which every zombie then goes out and buys following their psychic orders. They're programmed orders. Got a whole stack of mainline studies saying the media is the main culprit. Programming heterosexual white men, talk about terrorists, I mean it's true, who are devil worshippers and Antifa, who want to hurt society and bring down culture. Satanist. Almost all of them white. Programmed Antifa leftists, firebombing ICE facilities repeatedly, almost no coverage. It's simply amazing. But I'm digressing. And so they say, oh, no one wants your guns. No one's coming for your guns. It's a conspiracy theory. They've just done it in every other country. Handful of countries still have guns out of hundreds. It's all been done this last 70 years the same way. Hype up shootings. Make people think it's happening everywhere. Then copycats begin following it. Then they have a chain reaction. Then they say, we can't have it happen one more time. Register everybody. Then begin the confiscation. The real Crocodile Dundee looked just like the guy in the movies, acted like he famous, wrestled alligators, crocodiles, did all the stuff they said. He had a ranch out in the middle of nowhere, tens of thousands of acres, just desert. I remember reading the story. Yeah, the Australian news was sent to me. Never heard about it in the U.S. back in the mid-90s. And they came to take his semi-auto 30-odd six Remington five-shot, and they gunned him down at his house. He wouldn't come out, so they shot the house full of holes, wounded him. He killed two cops. The astounding yet tragic tale of Rod Ansel, the real-life Crocodile Dundee. Oh, wow. Somebody wrote an article about it since then. That's from ATI. So that's what they want. They want to come out and target gun owners. Bloomberg even had the headline a few years ago, oh, gun confiscations begun. We're psychologists to your neighbors. You didn't threaten anybody. They just feel like you need to turn your guns in. And then sometimes the SWAT team kills you. And that's going to cause a civil war because they're going to trigger it if they have to. And there'll be some unstable people that end up fighting back. But you can say they're not unstable because in 1775 at Lexington and Concord at Bunker Hill, the Redcoats came to confiscate the firearms. And the local militia said, we're not turning it in. They were the local volunteer police department. And the captain said, we don't want a war. We're not going to fire first. But if they fire first, if they want a war, they're going to get one. And it's called the shot heard round the world. Somewhere in the computer, we haven't aired it in a few years, we've got Andy Griffith from the Andy Griffith Show talking about the shot heard round the world. So we can find that. No big deal if you can't. Blackfoot Moore. And so that's where we come from. That's who we are. So why have they gone from denying they have this plan to try to take our guns to now admitting it? And that's being done to, again, escalate into crisis because they don't think they can do it politically or incrementally anymore. They want to bring us into revolution, into revolt, into conflict. Go out and confront them at gas stations, grocery stores, at their homes, harass them, kill them, shoot them. That's what Democrats are saying. CNN said that when Congressman Scalise got shot, the guy that did it wasn't a monster. Some call him a hero, Wolf Blitzer said with his guest. And Wolf had a crazy look in his eye when he said it. They just wish that guy was a better shot, would have killed that whole conservative caucus, including Senator Paul. Yeah, they mean business. So let's go to break with the Democrats. Just from the last few years denying they want our guns. I mean, I'm trying to find the clip of Biden a few years ago going, I don't want your rifle, your shotgun, your semi-auto. It's all conspiracy. And him saying, we're not going to send the army to come take it in the middle of the night, black helicopters. Well, they're announcing it now. The whole Democrat group, they all say, we're coming to take them, we're confiscating them. Hell yes, we're coming. Here it is.
And please, please do not, you know, if some of you, you know, are watching certain television stations or listening to certain radio programs, please do not believe this notion that somehow I'm out to take everybody's guns away. And
I'm not here to repeal the Second Amendment. I'm not here to take away your guns.
No one is questioning your right to have a gun. We're not talking about taking guns away from people.
They want to create the fear that the government is actually going to come after guns because that helps sell more guns, and it has across the country.
And I think a lot of people that are out there that are fearing what we're saying right now think that we're going to try taking their guns. We're not. The Never Gun Movement and March for Our Lives is not trying to take our guns. We're trying to take back our lives.
This is why the NRA puts up videos that try to scare Americans. They go to emotions. They go to fear. You know, people want to take away your guns. Nobody wants to take away people's guns. We just don't want to be any different than Canada or Australia or Great Britain.
Those common sense measures would in no way infringe on any constitutional right.
People like Mitch McConnell are stoking it. I mean, in my state, he put out an email from his campaign that was titled, They're Coming to Get Your Guns. I mean, that's how brazen some of them are.
I am a Second Amendment supporter. I do not want to take away any gun rights that are held through constitutional protection.
Now, if you own an AR-15, keep it. Continue to use it responsibly and safely.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against
It will be voluntary. It won't be, hell yes, we'll come get your
no,
guns.
It's mandatory. No, it's not voluntary. I want to make sure that we make the distinction here. It is mandatory. It will be the law. You will be required to comply with the law. So,
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Banned.video is the answer to censorship. Banned.video is the answer for libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, pro-gun, pro-life, pro-human individuals to have their own platform where videos banned by YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter are still available. We've launched it, ladies and gentlemen. It's now live. Banned.video. Banned.video isn't just going to be a home for Alex Jones or David Knight or Owen Schroeder. Boyer or Paul Watson banned videos. We are building it to be a place where banned memes are able to be posted and where a growing list of freedom-loving contributors are able to have a home free from being shut down, free from being censored, free from being silenced by big tech, the Chi-Coms, the Hollywood scum, and the globalists. Freedom of speech has a home. It's called banned.video. America and the world is fighting back against tyranny at banned.video.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Our nation was founded about the people's right to keep their arms. You can go to 167 other countries and have no guns. But this is a country where we have guns. And we're 330 million people, and 300 or so die a year in mass shootings. And 500,000 die from cigarettes. And a couple million die from opiates. And tens of thousands die falling in their bathrooms. But see, the media just, again, I use the Jaws analogy, came out in the mid-70s, cut, not just here, but all over the world where people had movie theaters, from Australia to the U.S., cut beach attendance. You can type that in. Jaws, Spielberg's Jaws almost killed beach towns worldwide. You'll see newspaper clippings. You click Google Images. 10 people die a year on average from great whites. I use this example every time. Everyone I know is scared to swim out in the ocean. The sharks are going to eat them. One time a nurse shark swam over when I was with Belize, my ex-wife and kids. I said, baby, it's a nurse shark. It's obviously been fed. We're by a dock. I was climbing in with this 8-foot nurse shark. just she was getting scared. I wasn't doing something macho. You can hand feed those. But see, you know what I'm scared of? When I see a bunch of jellyfish in the water, I don't get in. When you see jellyfish on a bunch on the shore, that's when you don't get in. When you're in clear water and there's no jellyfish, that's where you're safe. Rarest way to die on this planet is a great white shark attack. It's the rarest way. Some say maybe a meteorite hitting you, but some estimates are more people die than that a year. Those things, an explosion in your house or a gas main. Here's later they tear down the house. And there's a meteor under the floor, you know, or like down in the dirt. So, meteorites and great white shark attacks, but everybody's scared of great whites. In the 70s, again, same thing with guns. Mass shootings are really rare. Do they have hundreds of carjackings a month in Chicago? Yeah. Do 2,000 black people die every year in Chicago at the hands of other blacks? It's terrible. The media doesn't hype that. Why? Because they're running the show, the government shipping the drugs in, the Democrats are, the Mexican mafia, all God's children, MS-13 that Pelosi talks about. They're laundering that money. They're going to keep that going. Remember when TV with Andy Griffin talked about what this country was really about? Here it is.
Well, one time, a long time ago, this country was a part of England. And we wasn't getting Paul, he jumped on his old horse and he lit out. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew he had to go somewhere. Oh, I wish you could have seen it. That old horse with his ears laid back and his nostrils wide open, sucking in wind like a jet engine, feet pounding on them cobblestones, striking off sparks, Paul holding on for dear life and hollering at the top of his lungs. He says, the British is coming, the British is coming. Get you a gun, we're going to have us a revolution. And them farmers come a-piling out of the hay like bees out of a beehive. Minutemen, they're called.
What's Minutemen?
Minutemen? They're fellas that had to be ready at a minute's notice. And when Paul comes screeching down the road that way, they grab their guns and hid out behind the weeds and walls and trees and everywhere. And when the British come a-prancing along, all dressed up in their red suits, they let them have it. It was a sight to see. And then it happened.
They fired the gun.
And the shot was so loud, it was heard clear around the world.
Oh, get out.
That's the way this country started.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much again for joining us on this live Sunday edition. You know, I came in yesterday. I launched a new show called the InfoWars Roundtable Caller Show, 2 to 4 p.m. We may move it. We're going to probably expand it, and I'll host it some weeks, and other hosts here will host it, but it was great. And every show will take 5 to 10 different callers that I think are some of the best callers, or that Owen thinks are great callers, or that David Knight thinks are great callers. We give each caller like 10 minutes apiece, and boy, it was really good. That's posted up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So, folks know that I'm pretty good at gauging what the globalists are going to do by studying their past operations and what they've done in other countries and what they've done here. And they're definitely trying to cause a physical civil war. And that's not just me figuring that out or you figuring that out. They've been saying that. And we're putting together a lot of compilations. We've already had some where they're admitting they want violence and a violent overthrow. But I was working on two videos on that today. They're going to be big, not fancy, but very prolific pieces that have a lot of clips and a lot of proof of what I'm saying. Not just me telling you or showing you a news article, but right out of their mouths. How they want to kill you. How once they get control, they're going to get rid of the family and have sex with your children. How they're going to sterilize you. And you're just like, wow, why are they all saying this? You know, Obama's White House science czar and top Hollywood people and top scientists. Because they're crazy control freaks. And they're degenerates. And so having sex with children isn't enough for them now, okay? They want full control of society, and they want to wreck it. And if you want to understand that, understand Luciferianism, Satanism, not what you think of guys in a trailer park on meth killing their dog in the back on acid. It's real. It's a predatory mindset towards humanity. It's run by psychopaths and sociopaths, and then thrill seekers and power seekers under them. And it is cancer. Humans can get cancer. Animals can get cancer. Societies get cancer. We have very bad cancer. And if we don't cure it, the nuclear reactors will melt down and the civilization will collapse. There'll be a giant war. And almost everyone's going to die. And all the Elon Musk and people that think they're going to get brain chips and live forever, that's the same delusion these megalomaniacs always have back to Egypt. Not going to happen. Ray Kurzweil's going to die. Elon Musk is going to die. They're all going to face their creator. They all look like meth head crazies. Thinking they're going to escape death. What a bunch of cowards. You will escape nothing. But I'm not going to stand by and watch you kill our species and the genetic code and eternal life. The guarantee of our birthright, fool. Elon Musk, oh, the global government, oh, the AI gods, beware them, oh, it's all coming, I'm your priest, I'll protect you, and then he's the first to come out and say, take all the brain wires and chips next year. Did he do it because Soros took over his company and threatened him? Did he do it because he went on Joe Rogan and smoked pot and his stock went down and people started firebombing his factories? Doesn't matter either way, he's a servant of them now, isn't he? So, Matt Bracken is a smart guy. I mean, I just don't have any run-of-the-mill guy on just because they were a Navy SEAL. He's a smart guy. A lot of smart people years ago said, don't have Matt Bracken on. He knows a lot of stuff. He's a smart guy. And I like Matt. He hosts a lot of shows with us. But Friday he was hosting the, or was it Thursday, hosting the fourth hour. Hell, it all bleeds together now. And he was getting into, they want to cause a civil war. They know they're triggering the psychology of copycats and others. I have all the studies I haven't gotten to yet. I will. Admitting this, mainstream news. I mean, look at it right here. Media contagion is factor in mass shootings, study says. American Psychological Association. Even the libtards get it. Mass shootings, the role of media in promoting generalized imitation. James N. Mendel, Ph.D., Jonathan W. Ivey, Ph.D., top universities, all of the big studies right here. There's just hundreds of these. Does media coverage inspire copycat mass shootings? Centers for Research goes on to say yes. And it just goes on and on and on. I've got a whole stack of those. Oh, here are my other studies. Mass shootings, the role of media in promoting generalized imitation. Mass shootings can be contagious. Research shows, even NPR admits it. And it's the key to it, along with the drugs they're on, that take away inhibition. Cause suicide, mass murder. But here's Bracken. When we come back, I'll get to it. And I was going to do a plug this hour. I'm out of time to even plug properly. We're listener supported. Again, I didn't sell out to Hollywood and the globalists for money. I don't just care about money. Money, though, is a symbol of freedom and be able to do what you want. That's why they try to take it away from everybody so they can then use money to control us. But if you buy the products, the water filters, the air filters, the T-shirts, the books, the films, the great supplements that you already need, then it helps us stay on the air. It's symbiotic for everybody, a 360 win, as I call it. And we have some of the biggest sales ever right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the new Beto Not Take Our Firearms T-shirt that's already very, very popular. Get them all at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back with the second hour. I haven't begun to fight yet. Please spread the word.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.